Stacy Wood is 32 and lives in Whitmore Village. She was recently switched to the HMSA plan under the Affordable Care Act. Stacy's husband and four children have Medicaid because they're U.S. citizens. But since Stacy was born in Rongala, she no longer qualifies. Her grandmother, Amira Matayoshi, was one of the original nuclear Marshallese survivors who gave birth to three jellyfish babies. Those were deformed babies with no bones and translucent skin who died soon after birth. Amira also had thyroid cancer, and Stacy's mom had thyroid cancer. Stacy has hyperthyroidism, but is worried it might be cancer.
So I just thought, because my grandma had it, my mom had it. I had it because of genetics or from the fallout.
Stacy stopped going to the doctor at first because it was inconvenient, but now she's scared of not being able to afford the care because she's no longer on Medicaid.
I don't want to know if I have to pay, or I guess I'd take that chance. I don't know. If I did have Medicaid, I would do all my doctor checkups and everything.
Dr. David DeRoff, director of Kukua Kalihi Valley Clinic, explains why he believes switching the mostly low-income Micronesian group from Medicaid to ACA plans with premiums and copays won't work.
Oh, pay these copays. They seem reasonable to us, middle-income people. It doesn't seem out of line to ask people to pay copayments, but if you can't pay it and you don't get the care, why are we kidding ourselves that insurance is actually going to make a difference? It really won't. So x-rays, the copayment can be $100. Specialty visits, a $30 copayment. Medications, $7 for generic. As much as, I think $30 to $50 for brand name products. If you're taking four or five medicines a day and you've got somewhere between $7 and $30 per medicine, what kind of income do you have to be able to make that a reality?
Another reality of healthcare economics is that those who can't afford routine medical treatment often wind up in hospital emergency rooms at a higher cost to taxpayers. DeRoff and some other advocates suggest there's a better way, having the state pick up the copayments and deductibles for this group.
I think we're being penny-wise, pound-foolish on this whole thing. It's that, if we run the numbers of what it would cost to subsidize the copays and deductibles for this group of people, my back of the envelope calculations is somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 to $5 million per year for everyone.
In our final report tomorrow, we'll look at other options to deal with this growing problem of healthcare costs and the Micronesian population. I'm Jackie Young for Hawaii Public Radio.